Coming to you from studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey, I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Fed likes interest rates just the way they are. For now, at least. Yesterday, the central bank decided not to hike rates. Fed officials largely believe inflation is in check, but the economy could still use the help. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is with me from New York. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Noelle.
Remind us of the thinking behind this week's decision to stay put on interest rates.
Well, some people like to talk about central banking like it's something so simple as baking a cake. You set the oven to 350, insert a cake, 40 minutes later, happy birthday. But it is not. Of course, the economy is complex. So instead, think about the Fed roasting a marshmallow, which is a very difficult thing. You've got it right above the campfire. Try and get it toasted just right. But if you get too close to the flame, if you hold it there too long, you're going to torch this marshmallow. It will taste awful. So right now, the Fed is saying, let's roast it a little bit longer. We need these low rates, easy money, because the economy is not quite there. Now, TIAA CREF chief economist Tim Hopper explains the risk of keeping rates effectively at zero.
Inflation, once it gets going, tends to move rather quickly. So that's just another risk.
Tim, I don't think he knew he was talking about marshmallows when we called him, but that's basically what's going on here. The Fed says, let's just keep this fire going, keep things heated up for now.
You've made me very hungry, Mark. So what happens next?
Well, the Fed bankers, they meet again in October and December. Janet Yellen said a rate hike is possible at either meeting. And it's a tough one to call because there's this split you're seeing inside the Fed. Some there predict there will be rate hikes before the end of the year. Others say no. So, Noelle, they're going to be watching the data, including China, which came up in the press conference yesterday, dropping these little hints as the Fed does. And we'll just see what happens around the campfire.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison in New York. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit the U.S. next week. He'll start in Seattle, where he'll tour a Boeing assembly plant and meet tech executives at Microsoft's headquarters. Then he'll continue on to the White House. The U.S. government and China have been at odds in recent years over allegations that China has hacked U.S. government and corporate websites. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a story.
China's been hacking us pretty well lately.
If you took the Fortune 500 companies, at least half of them have been attacked.
Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute says targets allegedly include Silicon Valley firms, Dow Chemical, GE. Now, governments are always trying to hack each other's military and diplomatic computers. What the administration wants to stop is commercial espionage, state-sponsored hackers stealing trade secrets, like the pricing for a new bridge or blueprints for a robotic system, to give Chinese companies a leg up. Ishwar Prasad at Cornell used to direct China policy at the IMF.
The stakes are very high in this case. China is trying to move up the value-added chain to fields of technology where the U.S. has traditionally had a big edge.
But Prasad says U.S. leverage is limited. American companies don't want relations to sour and then find themselves shut out of the huge Chinese market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The food industry giant General Mills wants to get in on the craft beer game. The company is partnering with a small craft beer maker in Minneapolis to launch a limited run of brew called Hefe Wheaties. Fulton Brewing Company is making the Hefeweizen beer, which does not actually have any cereal in it. It does share a key ingredient, wheat, and the iconic orange packaging of the Wheaties box. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
It seems kind of weird, doesn't it? I mean, a beer branded with a cereal's name? Breakfast of Champions or former champions?
Hefe Wheaties, please.
But here's what General Mills is facing. Craft beers are really popular. Packaged foods like Wheaties, not so much. Just ask Russ Hall. He's one of the customers who showed up at the Fulton Tap Room for the Hefe Wheaties launch.
When do you think was the last time you had Wheaties?
When I was a kid, probably in my teen years. I have a couple of the boxes with some of my favorite celebrities or sports athletes in my office at home.
but they're kind of antique at this point.
It's true.
On the other hand, Hull and some of the other guys at the tap room had cracked open Fulton beers much more recently.
Last weekend.
Probably 2 weeks ago.
Two, 3 days ago, probably. I have it in my fridge, so.
Okay, so clearly the craft beer's winning among you and not Wheaties.
Correct.
It's not just that these guys traded their cereal bowls in for beer mugs as they aged. Packaged food is falling out of favor more generally, especially among younger people. What they want instead is fresh, local, authentic foods and drinks, words you might associate with craft beers. Hefe Wheaties gives General Mills a way to tap those associations.
How does it taste?
Great. It's a hefe.
I really like Hefeweizen beer.
Joshua Birch is 34, and he says now that he's tried Hefeweedies, he might actually, you know, consider buying Wheaties, which he hadn't eaten in 20 years. And that seems to be the whole point of this.
If you're not on someone's mind, they're not going to even... How can they buy your product if they're not thinking about your product?
A Colorado brewery is making a beer with Count Chocula cereal, but General Mills says that's not a formal partnership. Marketing expert George John at the University of Minnesota suspects market tests for that came back less positive.
Because Count Chocula is such a kid-centric cereal, and, you know, you outgrow Count Chocula before you outgrow Wheaties.
General Mills says the Hefeweedies beer is really just an experiment to reach more young male consumers. And though it's been successful so far, the company says it's still sticking with the cereal business. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Coming to you from studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey, I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.